Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Frank Schwab, welcome to the show.
Frank.
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing much. Frank, I don't know if you're a Dallas Cowboy fan, but if you are, I apologize. But how did that loss look to you when you saw the way that it went down? What did you think when you saw that?
Definitely not a Cowboys fan. I mean, I don't really root against them like many people, but not for them like half the world seems to. In a vacuum, it's not the worst loss. The San Francisco 49ers won 8-10. Like, that, this is a good football team that is capable. They're capable of going into Green Bay and winning. I really believe that. If Jimmy Garoppolo is somewhat healthy, this team is playing well enough on both sides that they can go win. But when you look at the Cowboys season and all the promise they had, you know, I mean, we were talking, when they blew out Washington, people were putting them in the Super Bowl. I mean, people were like, whoa, this is the best team in football. This is that. So, and you look at it from that aspect, it's a terrible loss. It's crushing. It's, how do you knock it out of the first round with that team? And then you look at some of the things that caused the loss, the 14 penalties and, you know, the fiasco at the end of the game with the, the run to the middle of the field that everybody's talking about. And you just look at it and you say, you really start looking at the team and the history and, you know, three playoff wins since, I think, 1996, no advancement to the NFC Championship game in that time. And you just, it's just one thing after another, and you, at some point, you're like, "Wait, we put Jerry Jones in the Hall of Fame? Why? What exactly was that happening? Why was that the thing?" So, it's not the worst thing in the world to lose a really good 49ers team, but just the way that season ended for the Cowboys is just crushing for that team, for that franchise.
Frank Schwab, NFL columnist for Yahoo Sports and the WaveFord.com hotline. Just looking ahead to this week here, the officials in the Dallas game got it right, and they had stuff thrown at them. But the officials in the Cincinnati Raiders game didn't. I know that there's a story that crew is not going to work another game here. Cincinnati certainly benefited from a touchdown a touchdown they shouldn't have had. So how does that affect the Bengals? Does it affect them at all in regards to their ability to move forward here?
Not really. I mean, I think it's just a really, really good football team. They're young. Who knows how they're going to react to playing on the road in a playoff environment here at Tennessee. But, I just think it doesn't even matter. Like, the controversy aside, they just needed a playoff win. This is a team, look, they hadn't won since January of 91 in the playoffs. And you hear about that. And I mean, even though those dudes weren't even alive for that, but you hear about it a lot. You hear about, this franchise and the failure and all that kind of stuff. And I think that this group, they want to blaze their own trail. I don't think Joe Burrow is burdened by the failures of Bengals teams past, but yet you hear about it. You want to get past that. You want to start a new era of Cincinnati football. And getting that win, I think, was huge for them. I don't got to answer those questions anymore. So I don't got to hear about the Bengals teams of the past or anything. And I think they go in very confident. They played really well at the end of the season. I mean, the win over the Chiefs was impressive. Win over the Ravens, even though Ravens were banged up, they played so well in that game. You really start to think that this team could make a run. Now, Tennessee's one of those teams where I kind of doubted them all season, right? Like, I was like, oh, they're not as good as their record, not as good. And then they just kept winning. At some point, you just have to tip your cap and say they're doing something. They're doing something to get these W's. And Derrick Henry's back in the mix now. Maybe we're all underrating the Titans and their ability to go to Super Bowl. It seems like that game and the AFC is the undercard, right? That's JV game, and we're all waiting for the Bills-Chiefs on Sunday. But I don't know, man. At some point, you got to tip your cap to the Titans and say, maybe this is a team that can make a run. Or maybe it's the Bengals. Maybe the Bengals can get on a roll, because I think both are capable.
Yeah, you know what? Speaking of that, I think it all depends on what you get out of Derrick Henry this weekend. I think he's the X factor. Yeah.
And how could you know, right?
Yeah,
you
don't
know. How could you really you understand it? It's like, it's been a couple months since he's played a football game, and just because he's Superman, we expect him to jump into the lineup and get 30 carries for 150 yards.
That's what I'm thinking.
Because he's such a freak.
That's right? What I'm thinking.
But I don't know, man. It's hard, because on one hand, I hate betting against anything Derrick Henry related, because he's just a freak. He's one of the great running backs of all time. I really believe that. He's unlike anything I've ever seen before.
I tell you what, Frank, if you're Cincinnati Bengals, you better hope he ain't physically fit enough to get 30 carries.
Because
if he is, you got a problem.
It lights out at that point. Yeah. But, you know, I always, with any other guy, I'm always a little skeptical. I'm always like, hey, you know, just because he's back on the field doesn't mean he's back. It's hard. I mean, he'll grind it out. He'll gut it out. I respect him getting back for his team and all that kind of stuff. Serious injury. He's not in football shape. But he's Derrick Henry, so I can't say it's impossible. He's the most fascinating guy in this weekend. There's no question at all about it. He is the most fascinating player on the field in any of these four games.
I got to ask you about a quarterback in Philadelphia. Jalen Hurts, is he the franchise quarterback in your opinion?
It's hard because, you know, you turn on the good tape of Jalen Hurts and you're like, wow, they got something here. They really do. Like, if you were just to watch the best of him, and there is some good stuff on film, you're like, wow, he really is good. And then you watch games like Sunday morning when, you know, they're playing the Buccaneers and you're like, it just ain't going to happen. It's just this guy just – you see so many games where he struggles for a half, or he struggles for three quarters, and he turns it on at the end, and it looks fine at the end. But you want that consistency, and I don't know if he's ever going to have it. I really don't. I'm starting to worry that this is just who he is. And if you're the Eagles, you're just going to have to live with, hey, we're going to get some good games, and we're going to get some bad games. And that's not a path you want to be on in the NFL. It really isn't. You don't want your quarterback to be this 50-50 proposition every week, right? So – I think he deserves another year. He's still a really, really young guy. I like him. I hope he does well. I think he's a fun player. His path that the college path he went on was really, really interesting. And even him as a player, he's really interesting at times. But I just don't know if he has that consistency to be that dude. And you know, Philly, it's like if you're playing hard, you're playing well for 10 games out of the year, but the other 6-7 are terrible, like that ain't going to fly. And it's just not the way to win in the NFL. So I have a lot of questions about him, but I think he deserves another shot to see if he can be that guy.
Frank Schwab, NFL columnist for Yahoo on the waveforward.com hotline with John and Hugh. Quick question about coaches. It's a two-part question. First part is, do you expect Mike McCarthy or Cliff Kingsbury to be fired, one or both or none? And second part of that is, do you think Jim Harbaugh is going to be the coach of the Raiders?
The first one, I don't expect either of those guys to be gone. McCarthy, look, it's hard because, I mean, that team had a good season. They won the NFC East. They were really good at times. Do you fire a guy over one game? Probably not. But yet you look at some of the things McCarthy does and you're like, can we trust that he's just going to fix these things in the offseason, that he's going to get better? I mean, it's the same type of stuff that we're talking about for most of his time with the Packers, especially after they won that Super Bowl. So I think he'll be back, but he'll be on a hot seat. I mean, everything he does next year is going to get criticized, and that's a rough place to be. I mean, he's going to be on a hot seat basically all season after going to the playoffs and winning double-digit games. And Kingsbury, they made no adjustments. I worry about him. Look, it's two straight seasons where they've collapsed. Again, I don't think he's getting fired. But for the first time during that Rams game, I thought about it. They were so bad. You're like, really? Do they keep going with this guy? Is this the answer? Is he the dude? And I don't know that he is necessarily. They were really, really unprepared in that game, and it was embarrassing to watch them get blown out by the Rams the way they did. Kyler looked scared. I just don't think they didn't have any juice in that game. It was a bad, bad loss for them. And Jim Harbaugh, I don't know. In the back of my mind, I keep thinking that this is all a ploy to get a new deal with Michigan, because we've seen that a million times, right? Coaches, agents, they get out there. Oh, my client is interested in this job, that job. And then he just signs a huge deal with Michigan. I always did think he might stay at Michigan for the long haul, because he, you know, he's obviously went to school there and all that, and it's Michigan. But, you know, the rumors keep getting heavier and heavier. And Mark Davis, the Raiders owner, you know, he wants that big name like he got Gruden a few years ago. I could see it happening. I think Harbaugh will end up still at Michigan, but I can't rule out the Raiders possibility either.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about with you earlier, is that, you know, the way Vegas works, you got to have that name in the marquee lights. I mean, you need the big, you know, the residency, so to speak, you know, from the big, you know, from the big superstar, you know, and, you know, Adele singing or whatever, you know, and now you got to have, you know, you got to have Jim Harbaugh. I mean, you know, Rich Bisaccia doesn't sell, you know, and Derek Carr doesn't sell.
See if Celine Dion, right. Can come coach a team or something, you know, hey.
I mean, you know, Jim Harbaugh now in residency through 2027 or something, you know, I mean, you know, that kind of thing, right? Frank, do appreciate it. Thanks much.
Absolutely, guys. I appreciate it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.